Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Public Advocate. I am your host, Sally Elcordy, and I have a guest by the name of Angel Lucci of the One People's Public Trust, who is going to educate you about this stunning revelation. Truly, this is a game changer. I would like to thank Max Egan for bringing this to my attention. I'm about to pick up Angel Lucci.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello.
I can.
How are you? You're
very
coming
well,
in loud and clear.
Well, I'm very excited to have you share with the audience first the nuts and bolts of what has transpired and then all the implications therefrom.
With the One People's Public Trust you're talking about.
Indeed I do. Yes.
Well, if any of you had a chance to get involved in any of the conversations and or, you know, publications and documents that have been put out by several blogs, Removing the Shackles, Collective Imagination, you just name it, OPPT, Kaluapeli, there's a lot. And there's more every day, it seems to be. More people are setting up One People Public Trust sites for different cities, for different counties and states and even nations, you know. So it's real exciting. But basically, what the One People Public Trust did, and that was through three trustees, and it was Heather Ann Tucci and a couple others, but they ended up filing some documents through the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, and basically took us all back to the law of one, universal law and UCC law, which basically, it says it states in effect each man and woman, living man and woman, is a manifestation of creator source, and as such is a creator, and it's not subordinate to any artificial principality or corporate fiction. And also, the filings also shut down all the corporations, shut down all the nations, the United Nations, the BIS, the Federal Reserve, you name it. It has taken that power away from them, and it's unrebuttable and unrebutted. Which means nobody can come and prove that they're actually government, because in the process of trying to prove that they were government, they'd prove that they were private corporations. And so it's a game changer, like you're saying, and this new information that just came out yesterday, day before, through, it's an older filing, but it's December 10th, I think Heather was saying it was filed. But that was really exciting because it was taking us right back to Creator. I mean, You can't argue with it. It's a powerful document. And that's where we are today. I mean, our world has changed. And even though there's some people still, you know, acting like they're governments, because they're not anymore. Their corporations have been shut down. They no longer exist on paper. They no longer exist, you know, in the system. And that's where we're at. All debt's been forgiven. All debt's been forgiven. Are we there yet? Yeah, we're there right now.
Well, there are so many ramifications to this, and people who are listening to it will probably have a hard time even getting their heads around it. Should they pay their gas bill? Should they collect from someone who owes them money? This is the end of financial tyranny. How does it affect the individual?
Well, hopefully they set us free, but until we see full disclosure and absolute disclosure, as everyone's putting it, until we get that from the powers that be or just receiving it within our own self, because we are, you know, we are creator. We are creator value. And all the value and everything resides in us and our energy. It's a whole new game. You know, where are we putting our energy? Are we giving our energy to the system? Are we giving our energy to the things that are there to keep us in bondage and keep us separated from one another? Or are we looking within our own heart and giving out source energy, love energy, you know, and manifesting that signature, that energy signature, every day, all the time, with your smile, with your love, you know, that you share with others on a daily basis? But, you know, ultimately it's loving yourself, isn't it?
Well, is the president still the president?
Well, he thinks he is. And he's an alleged president. He's an alleged president of the corporation known as the United States of America, because it no longer exists. I mean, you know, this is something I've had to come to grips with myself. And just even going back to the original announcement on Christmas Day, and it was a great Christmas present that we received from the trustees of the One People Public Trust. But basically, we've been set free. We've been set free. Now, are we going through a transitional phase? Yes, indeed we are. And until everyone is playing with absolute data and able to make decisions based on the information that's been laid on the table through the UCC filings, and it not only affected, you know, the people on this planet, but it goes throughout multi-dimension. That's one of the things they've been talking about. That the UCC, it's just not here on planet Earth, but it's universal law. It covers everything. It covers everybody, even in multiple dimensions. And there again, some of your listeners might have a hard time with that one, but we do live in a multi-dimensional, realm. We live in, in a place where there are other realities that exist outside our visual field of perception here in 3D, but they do exist regardless.
Now, I know that Heather Tucci, Giroff, she was an insider. She understood how things worked from the inside. She was a bank president, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, she was offered the job of a bank president, I believe, but you'd have to, ask her.
She was a lawyer. And what I'm finding is, as with the vaccines, people from the inside are the ones who are turning the system over. And there was a doctor with an autistic child who requested, got through the Freedom of Information Act, got 30 years worth of documents that revealed an intent to harm people with vaccines, to create the diseases they alleged to prevent. So it was an insider turning the whole system over. And Heather is an insider in terms of being a part of the legal system and part of the banking system. Who else was instrumental in making this tremendous change?
Well, if you've been keeping up with any of this, and I've been on, doing it for several years, the One People's Public Trust itself, the three trustees who are on it now is Heather Ann Tucci-Giroff, Caleb Paul Skinner, and Hollis Randall Tilner. And they're the ones who set up the public trust. And we got to go back and remember, the public trust was really around for a long time, since 1776. I mean, everything was set up in perpetuity for the people. The national wealth, and what I've been saying for years, the national wealth of a nation, of the earth, let's say, belongs to the people of the earth. It doesn't belong to the corporations. And so, through the UCC filings, the corporations no longer exist. Nations no longer exist because they were all filed as corporations. Like Australia, the nation of Australia is filed in Washington, D.C. Most of them are filed in Washington, D.C. The United States of America was filed in London, and then there's other filings around the world for other nations. But basically, since they've taken all that down, there's just the earth in there, and there's just earthlings. We're no longer nationalities. And a lot of people have trouble with that one, too, especially if we're patriotic and believe in America and believe in whatever nation we're from, But that's what's caused the divisions, hasn't it? Religion, national boundaries, politics, it's all it's done is cause division. Well, now there's no more division because the UCC filings have taken us back to creator value, back to creator source, as equal under the law, unrebuttable and unrebutted. We are all equal. There's nobody that stands above anybody else on the planet today. Yeah. But we are accountable.
Yes. All authority is false authority unless you are accountable.
It's all alleged authority right now. Until they come to that realization, there again, notice the principal is notice to agents, and notice to agents is notice to principal. The principals all know what has gone on. They were involved in this, and Heather has talked many times about the fact that the principals, some of them, were involved in putting the information out and helping us turn this thing back around in the UCC, in the actual, UCC.
So when you say principles, you mean of the old world, what do you call them, the powers that were?
The powers that were, the old slavery systems, however you want to call it. If you notice, a lot of companies are hurting right now. I mean, there's a lot of places hurting. And I think it's because, you think about it, the UCC and the filings from the One People's Public Trust outlawed all currencies. Go back to that original filing, the official announcement on Christmas Day of 2012. It says all currencies in that document are unlawful, as well as all nations and everything have been foreclosed upon and are duly bankrupt. Now, they're still acting out their roles, and they're still holding a contrast for people to make a determination. But what I think what's the game changer is that we all have the facts before us. And now, instead of being deceptively involved in the system, in the slavery systems, we have a choice to make as an individual spirit, as a living man and woman. We have a choice to make. Do we want to continue living under the old slavery systems and living our life like that? Well, we can choose that. Or do we want to opt into the new paradigm, to the now paradigm of, you know, free living, of being one with Source and using your understanding of that through love, through acceptance, through, you know, no judgment. You know, love is the lack of judgment. So, I mean, let everyone as creators exist as they are. You know, there's no division anymore unless you want to make division, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, it is beyond beautiful. It is beyond
it is.
Beautiful. When I first heard this, I was laughing. I heard a gentleman, I believe by the name of Chris, on one of the interviews, the one last night, and he was saying it was like being at the top of a roller coaster and seeing, you know, and that, in fact, when I'm on a roller coaster, I laugh out loud. For some reason, this elicits laughter from me. And in the same way, I was laughing out loud when I was listening to one of the first interviews.
Sure.
And I thought, I have a new heroine. Heather Tucci Giroff is my new heroine.
I hear that.
Of this tremendously bold move and one that came was based in clarity and understanding as only she could possess it coming from her background. That's why it's so important that she was, you know, she at one point said that her former coworker said, "You used to be with us." And,
I loved it.
But anyway, I was speaking to a lot of people on a line while waiting to get into a popular diner, and as a result, I was talking to people about this, and they had a lot of questions. How did this happen? How did this occur? Who did this? Can you be... Yeah, so I found myself not being able to be super specific. As much as I've heard, I really felt that someone like yourself who talks about this constantly can break it down in such a way that people will no longer have questions. Like one of the questions I asked you was, I'm trying to stop chemtrails, and I have a history of trying to do this in every way conceivable. However, I have made no headway. How will this alter the fact that we cannot, thus far, have not been able to change things like chemtrails, like vaccines, even though the truth is out about vaccines? And I'm saying now we can ban them. How do I affect this in my new power, in my new power? How can I do this?
Well, I'll answer that. Well, you know, it's just through your current, through your energy transfer, through what you desire to see and to have. As I understand it, listening to the conversations, especially yesterday on the Collective Imagination with Heather and Lisa and everybody, Chris and all of them, whatever we put our energy to is what we're going to put our value in, okay? By focusing our love, by focusing our energy and our time and our money, or just our energy, our value, towards those things that we desire, not those things we do not desire. Now, I understand that the system is just running on what's in the pipeline, okay, because they've been cut off financially. All the currencies are unlawful, and that's a hard one to grasp. We're still using them, aren't we? But they're not worth anything. They're not worth any value in gold or silver or precious metals. They are debt. They are paper. That's all they are. They're not worth the paper they're written on. But the true value now exists in the people, all the people equally, because under the One People's Public Trust, they allocated an amount, and Heather says it's nothing. It's nothing compared to the amount of money in the collateral of world accounts, the global world accounts. And they gave us $10 billion in lawful gold and silver apiece. Now, will we be seeing that gold and silver hitting the streets? A real probability. Or will it be a digital system? I don't know. That's a real probability, too. You know, I've heard talk, listening to the conversations going on, and I think as we opt in, as we start realizing that we are the creator and that the value, the true value of the collateral accounts resides in each one of us equally, okay, that we are that gold, we are that silver, and that's our energy signature, our currency, our current, and that's our magnetic vibration, our love vibration, whatever you want to call it, that we put out to creation, to all of creation, and that's what we are. We're all creators. So when do we start really looking within our own selves for those things that we desire? Now, I say they're going to come down. The corporations, if they don't have any funds coming in, there's no longer going to be any more of that stuff taking place because they're not going to have the currency to pay. You know, they're not going to use unlawful currency. They might try to give it to people, but eventually they're going to find out it's not worth the paper it's printing on. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be a transition. We'll see what happens, huh?
Well,
but all that stuff,
chemtrails
and everything, I see them all coming down. When the money stops flowing, which it will, it'll all stop. They're not going to do it for nothing.
Well, I've been hearing HARP noises, those hums, very loudly all day and over the past few weeks. So I'm wondering, are they trying to expedite some plan before people wake up to the fact that their entire system is illegitimate?
Yeah, the principals at the top, and I think the puppets, the agents, which are everybody that's operating now are the agents. And, I think they know that it's coming to an end. And I think that day's coming when there will be arrests made. I know we've heard it for a long time. We heard Drake, and we've heard a lot of people talking about the arrests. And yes, I think they're coming with the aid of federal marshals and with the aid of Interpol and or our military, specifically possibly the Marines. But, I see that day coming when full integration and full disclosure, absolute disclosure comes forth. And we the people have to get people to wake up, you know, start contacting. Like you know, contacting and being on here. Yes, you're a Blog Talk Radio host, and it's touching a lot of people. We all do. But I'm talking about mainstream media. You know, when they wake up and decide to start being honest and transparent and accountable for what they're doing, their actions as individuals, because they have unlimited liability against them. Everybody right now in the old slavery systems, they're no longer protected by the corporation that they thought they once had. There's no more bonded individuals because the corporations don't exist. Lawfully anymore on paper. They don't exist. They're not in the UCC anymore. They've been foreclosed upon. So everybody acting out in police departments, in companies, in the judicial system, everywhere, they're alleged actors. They're alleged, you know, government. They're not in any function. They're an individual sitting in an empty shell at an empty desk trying to collect revenue or whatever from the people. And they no longer exist. So if anybody, police or anybody, does harm to you as an individual, they're unlimited liability towards them for their actions towards us as individuals. And
but
as living.
Hasn't that always been the case, however? Hasn't that actually always been the case?
Yes, it has, but there's been an abuse of power, hasn't there?
Yes,
you know?
but what these filings have done have basically stated for the record what has always been.
Absolutely, absolutely. And understandable, you know, that they did make some changes, you know, the legalese, the UCC filings, and the birth certificates, the straw man, and all that stuff. All that's been taken down now. That no longer exists. But I still see out on Facebook, in the social networks, I still see a lot of energy going towards, HARP is still sending out signals, and chemtrails are still flying, and they're still abusing us, their authority. Well, let them know. Let them know that they're abusing their authority in love, with love. Use the courtesy notice. You know, let's get this information out to as many people as possible. You know, put it up on the courthouse doors. Pass it out on the street corners. Let everybody get a chance to see what's really going on and that we are all really free right now. Enforcement? I mean, is there any enforcement other than our own, you know, signature of love? I mean, I never get harassed. I walk in a state of love, in a high vibrational state of love at all times. I don't get harassed. I don't get harassed by anybody because I'm the one always in control. And my aura, my love energy, is enough to keep the peace no matter where I go. And that's how we all need to live. But we allow really a third dimensional realm, which we're no longer in. As of 12/21/12, scientists even said we left the third dimensional frequency band. We are all actively in the fourth dimensional frequency band right now. And in 3D, this was our dream state. So in 4D, what does that make it? That makes us in a state to where our thoughts are manifesting and creating instantaneously. So it's up to us. Where do we want to be? Where do we want to live? Do we want to continue living in 3D duality? Or do we want to move up into unitive consciousness, unity consciousness, and be one and create the world that we want to see with our thoughts? And we're going to reach that point where we have that 100th monkey effect, where the consciousness is just going to continue spreading. And it's going to hit everybody because it's hitting source instantaneously. Whenever we put a thought into our head, that thought touches creation instantaneously, all of creation, instantly. So we are that change. We are that person that's going to, or that living soul, that spirit, who's going to put that out there and create what we want to create, a world of peace, a world free and, with clean water and clean air and people loving one another and sharing what we have, sharing the wealth, because we're all equally wealthy now. We are all equally wealthy.
Okay, this is, as you know, as huge as you're stating it to be, and yet there are people being trafficked right this moment. When does it become apparent, I guess, when people go to cash their checks and they find mm-hmm. that there's no money that they're going to get for their check? Is it going to be? I'm very concerned in how to implement this. I don't want this child stealing that's happening in many countries. I want the people returned. I want people who are in jail on frivolous charges to be released. All of this is going to be an outgrowth. But when the warden goes to cash his check, and he finds out that there's nothing to get for it except something worthless or nothing at all. Is that
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just concerned in terms of how to put this into play instantaneously. And I'm just wondering what the turning point is for the average person. What is the turning point when they go to cash a check and they are not they cannot give value for it?
Well, let's look at it. Right now we have people who are being totally transparent and accountable for their actions, and I'm talking about those in Washington, D.C., those in other governments. You know, you just looked this morning, the news came out, Bulgaria and Tunisia both have, their governments have all stepped down. Now, where's the pressure coming from? Yeah, that was on the news this morning. Both governments have fully stepped down. And it's coming from the pressure of the people. Okay, the people are saying, no, enough's enough. Well, when are we in America going to stand up to tell our government, look, come clean. You're keeping the contrast, you know, and they'll probably continue to try to keep it. But I understand they're not getting anything. You know, the trustees are the one people's trust. I love what Heather said a few weeks ago on one of the broadcasts, that the only valid, lawful, legal commercial paper on the planet today is the one people's trust and the one people. And she also went on to say, well, what is it that it has value from? Well, she said the value itself is from source. Okay, we are source value. But she says, as of now on the planet, it's all the gold, silver, and precious metal on the planet backs it, the one people's public trust. So it's been equally divided among all the people of the world. Now, when are we going to see the change? Well, individually, we could see it right now, individually, because it is an individual thing. It's an individual understanding. Do we continue to contract? And this was under, you know, what the FUQ with Scott Bartle and I think his dad and with the Collective Imagination team, they were all talking about that. That's something that was put out a few weeks ago, but it's what the FUQ and the frequently unanswered questions. Okay, that's on YouTube. But we, as an individual, have to come to that place where, you know, we're not going to contract with those systems anymore. You know, I've been living on my own for 2 years. Did I have to use money? Yeah, but I got it down to where I'm living on $500-$600 a month because I set myself up to do so. I was spending a whole lot more. I was making really good money as a contractor, but I left that because I was tired of the system. And in that process, I just set myself up so I didn't have to live on the street because I quit paying everything too, you know?
So I should go to the United Nations and post on their door, the gig is up. I should go to
the... Yeah, you could do that. You could you could put up the official announcement. I mean, you know, nobody's rebutted it. It can't be rebutted. It's unrebutted and unrebuttable because in the process of doing so, they would prove that they were private corporations acting as official government. And the government are the people, you know, of the people and by the people. We are the government. And who's done all this? I mean, you asked me that question earlier. Who's done all this? It's a lot of good people. You've heard the terms, the white knights, you know, and those different groups of people that have been working behind the scenes and probably for 30, possibly even 40 years to see this day come to where those powers that were no longer have any authority, no longer have any control. You know, right now the agents, some of the agents are still working, but it's all coming down. It's coming down very fast when you really start looking at it. It's only been a little over a month. What is it, 2 months? Possibly in the next couple of days, it'll be 2 months since we got the official announcement. And I think, man, our world has changed already. Are there still a lot of people that don't know? Yeah, they don't know yet. Why? Well, we haven't told them, have we? I mean, it's out on the Internet. It's on social networks and all, but have we told them individually? Have we gone to our neighbors? Have we gone out to our churches? Have we tried to make an announcement to people? You know, even if they receive it or not, at least try, you know? And
well,
it's just waking people up.
I posted something right before Christmas Day. I've never seen Neil Keenan, for example, and I know that I've heard of him and the work that he has done.
Right.
And he came out and said, "You are going to have the merriest Christmas ever." And he looked positively impish in not revealing what it is he was trying to get across. But I posted it. I was very excited. I'm like, oh, my goodness, Neil Keenan is telling us we're going to have the merriest Christmas ever. He's never shown his face before. This must be huge. And I know that there have been attempts made on his life, so for him to do this was very bold, and there was a reason he was emboldened. So I posted it. I'm like, Merry Christmas from Neil Keenan. He says it's going to be the best ever. Is he a player in this?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, my understanding, and I don't like to make judgments of people that I don't know, because in the past, I judged somebody based on what somebody else said about them. And then after I met that individual, I realized I was totally wrong. So back a long time ago, I decided not to judge anybody based on what other people have said about them, unless they tell me themselves. But I think Neil Keenan, you know, he was one that was trying to do right for the people, has been involved for a long, long time. I think everybody was blindsided by this change in the UCC and with these UCC filings done by the People's Trust. And there's a lot of people involved. Don't think they're not. There's a lot of people involved. It's taken a whole lot of people. Heather was just one of the people. You know, I'm just one of the people. I'm just a beneficiary. I'm not a trustee. I'm a beneficiary just like everybody else in the world of the One People's Public Trust. We are all equal beneficiaries of the trust. And very soon, I believe, we're going to start accessing that trust. And it's going to be an individual thing. Are we ready? Are we ready to step up and be totally transparent and accountable? Which we are. Which we are already. Most people, I think, are ready. But we've been used to living under a system.
Everybody is accountable, the people who have been claiming authority over us. So everybody's very acclimated to accountability, except those who have been unaccountable.
Sure. That's absolutely true, what you're saying. And there again, you know, everybody, even those officers or courts or lawyers or judges or anybody, they're all overstepping their constitutional duties and their duties that they made an oath to support the people, you know, and they don't do that, do they? Because they're not honorable. They're not one who will hold their word. But they're being totally accountable to themselves, and they're being totally transparent in their actions. Just because they don't want to admit that the laws have changed, that the legal landscape has changed for all of us. But you know, they're showing themselves. So they hold the contrast, as Heather says all the time. And it shows us, if we're where we're supposed to be too.
What is the most common question you get in regard to the One People's Public Trust? What is the biggest misconception about it that you have to clarify to people?
Well, the biggest thing I get is, well, you know, let's get back to reality. Everything is still standing. Everything is still going on. I can still get pulled over and be arrested. Oh, yes, you can. You can. I've been pulled over many times. I don't get arrested when I get pulled over. Okay? It's how you act. It's how you are. It's how you're able to share your intent and your true ability, you know, your transparency. We're
now,
all accountable.
How do the CVACs play into awakening people or putting people on, giving them notice? Would you explain that very clearly?
And you said the feedback?
CVACs?
Oh, CVACs, the CVACs, yeah. Well, you know, the CVACs are Creator Value Asset Centers, and from my understanding of everything that's going on, they were set up to keep the systems running, to keep all the systems running. And the way I look at that, when we say systems, I'm looking at, you know, utilities, you know, trash pickup of water, anything else, electrical service, you know, utilities, all that, that's got to be maintained. And so that's, you know, part of the CVACs was to keep those structures in place, the financial system, keep it in place, because it is a good system. It is a system that we'll probably use, which it's under the One People's Trust too, the entire financial system and everything. So we have changes to make as individuals. We have people to wake up as individuals. Everyone's got to have a full deck of cards, playing with a full deck, as they say. You know, and until we have absolute data on the table, which it is coming out, and it is out, I think, but it has to be out on the table so that everyone will have an access to it and see it and know that it exists. And then they can make their decisions as to where they want to put their energy, isn't it, at that time. But this is an individual thing. We all have to do this individually. There's nobody that's going to do it for you. There's, you know, nobody's accountable to anybody. And you're accountable unto yourself, unto your actions, and unto your decisions that you want to make, you know, as a creator. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. I have to tell you, a long time ago when I was trying to create the Women's Party, it was so hard for me to get into people's minds that women would be in charge. I was doing this as a movement for peace, and as I informed you, I then changed it to Peace Party because so many men were interested to be part of it. So, but in trying to explain to women that they would now be in charge, their sensibilities would be respected, and they just couldn't get beyond a lifetime of a specific kind of education. You know,
sure.
So they had social training that they couldn't just shed overnight. They couldn't really get their mind around the concept of now you are in charge. So this is very like in terms of people not getting their minds around the fact that they are the ultimate authority.
Right. Like my partner, I've known her 3 years, but I just, kind of hooked up with her about last September, and she's my soulmate. We knew it within about 3 weeks a month. We knew it that we were soulmates. You know that we've been around before. You know, and it was just so amazing because I've known her for that long and not knowing that. But everything is timing and synchronicity. But and ask me that question again because I just lost it. I was going right there with it.
They say in the twinkling of an eye, people will awaken, as I did when I first heard the first interview. I was like, wow, you know?
Right, okay.
But I am constantly having to answer questions when trying to educate people, and I'm finding that the lifetime experience that we've all lived is not people
right. I'm back.
Cannot readily accept something this amazing.
Sure. And what I was going to say there was she has changed tremendously in just the 5 months that I've known her. And when I first brought out that official document right after Christmas, I saw it the day after Christmas, her and people at work that she works with, they got totally frustrated. I mean, they read it and they didn't understand it. They read it again, and then just come home, didn't want to hear it, didn't want to be around it, didn't want to be involved. But then the next day, I was able to just read it to her with understanding and wisdom. And she picked it right up. Because why? Well, because I can read. I can read in such a way that, you know, you understand, you know, what I'm saying. Because you have to stop between the paragraphs. You have to understand the words. You have to understand all that information. But it comes to that place where we as individuals have to have that unconditional love for ourselves first. This is what I found about, I guess, about 9 years ago now, 8, 9 years ago, when I came into the fullness of the love of God. That's when I got that perfect peace, you know, that peace that surpasses understanding. That's when a lot of things changed in my life, you know, but it was good. It was all good. And until you love unconditionally, then, you know, and loving others as the same creator that you are, because you are a creator too. And when you not, when you don't judge, think about this. It says we are judged, right, by the same standards that we place on others, that we judge others with. So if I set up this list of standards, said, okay, I'm judging this individual over here because they did X, Y, and Z. Okay, but if I didn't judge them at all, so that means don't judge yourself, because by the same standard that we judge others, we'll be judged. So you have to learn not even to judge yourself. Love yourself unconditionally, and therefore there's no more judgment to you, and now you can, without judgment, love others with the same love that you have for yourself unconditionally. Because
okay,
you see yourself in that individual.
I have to stop you there, because there's something that has transpired that we are left to pick up the pieces with. And it's so unacceptable. I was speaking to a woman the other day who has 5 grandchildren, and 4 of them are autistic. They will live now till they die, and they will not live a full life. They don't have a full life expectancy, but they will always be dependent on other people. We're talking 4/5 of her grandchildren will always be impaired or diminished or mentally retarded and always require care. This is the kind of thing that lives on after the revelation, and
right,
there's an entire generation of children who have been diminished tremendously, and I'm just wondering, how do we make our peace with that?
Wow. we all come here, we've all been here to have a certain walk, and we all chose the walk that we're going to walk, be it an autistic child, be it, you know, any kind of, you know, limitation that's been placed on us in this physical, you know, body. Those are things that we chose coming into this realm, you know, and that's what this new document is talking about, this new filing, proper wording to the UCC filing. It says that we are those creators, and that we have made a contract with the Creator, you know, to even come here and be here at this time even, and to be without source. That's what this new UCC filing is talking about. And it was from December 10th when it got filed, I understand. But it basically tells us that we, that the purpose of Creator and everything, we entered into lovingly, knowingly, willingly, and intentionally. Okay, we did that at the time of creation when we came in here to be, okay, as source, as eternal source. And so we, you know, it's all there. You know, it's all there. We are creators. And changing, okay, years ago, and I'm talking like probably 30-plus years ago, I read a book called Release Your Brakes. I don't remember who it was by or anything, but it was called Release Your Brakes. And it was talking about how you program your subconscious processes with your conscious process. So see, everything does come from a conscious place initially, because our subconscious, you know, even though everything's been placed in our cellular memory and everything's been placed with inside us as to what we've been, who we are as creator and everything else, we still have been programmed by the system, you know, as from children up, by our parents, by our teachers, by our friends, by our neighbors. We've been programmed, but now we've got to be accountable to reprogram our own selves, realize who we are, and consciously, with a conscious knowing and with absolute data before you, put it into play and start being that. Start being that, and you reprogram your subconscious processes. So then it becomes automatic, doesn't it? It's not like you're thinking about I am, because we are. We are creators. We are fully creators. And I am the one accountable unto I am for the way I act with others, the way I act with myself. It all comes right back to me.
Well, I was talking to a woman by the name of Dr. Langtot, and she said that vaccination is a gift so terrible that it will force us to wake up.
Absolutely.
And, but how many will now live that life? It's hard to forgive an entire generation of hurting children.
Sure, sure. But there again, we lived in duality. We lived in duality, so we have to have the contrast, don't we? Yin-yang. You know, when we lived in 3D, we had that yin-yang, and we have to keep that contrast in a duality. But as we move into unitive consciousness, and I actually believe that we are going to change physically in a flash, in a twinkling of the eye, into whatever dimensional body we're going to be in. I just know it's going to be incorruptible, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be immortal. So that right there will take care of any of those things that we came into 3D to experience, you know, separation from the source, and then us coming to find that source again and starting to walk as source again. And that's where we are today. If we're fully fourth dimensional, getting ready to go into the fifth dimensional state, then that means, you know, through the changes of the frequencies hitting the planet right now, hitting the universe, hitting the multiverse. I understand what Heather was saying, that the UCC crosses across many dimensions. It goes out through all dimensions. And so this has changed not only the planet Earth, but it's changing everything. It's changing all of creation.
This has been just a remarkable interview. I cannot thank you enough, Angel, Angel Lucci, for people who may have tuned in late. Angel Lucci, how did you get involved with this?
Well, I just read the document. I'm a trainer by trade. I did the presentation. I remember that the one day I kept hearing people. This was about the 8th or 9th or 10th, somewhere around January, and I kept hearing people saying they didn't understand it, the legalese and everything. And Bill, A.K. from American Kabuki, he had put out a blog one day, and it was just like a little history. And then I read that, and being a trainer, you know, I just saw the whole thing. I said, wow, excellent. So I put a lot of photographs and stuff to it, made a couple word changes, and then I added some stuff to it myself and put out the presentation. And to date, it's on my blog, angelucci.wordpress.com, and it's also on Scribe under Angel Lucci. But it's the presentation, an OPPT 1776 presentation, 3.3 is the current version, and it will let anybody, it'll give you a great overview, and it'll bring you to a place where then you can start making application. You can share it with your neighbors. You can even do professional presentations with it. And there's lots of pages of references.
I'm going to go to your site. Say your site again, because I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to, like you, educate other people. Please state that again.
Okay. Well, it's Angel Lucci, A-N-G-E-L-L-U-C-C-I .wordpress.com.
Okay. Well, we're going to be cut off unceremoniously any moment. So
okay.
Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, what I always tell people is, you know, educate yourself. You know, do the research. Everything's out there. Read it until you understand it. Understand and love yourself. All I'm saying is love yourself unconditionally so that you can fully love others as yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much, Angel Lucci, for coming on our show, Public Advocate. You certainly have advocated for the public today.
Well, thank you very
thank
much, Talia. We'll talk to you later.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.